children for virtual world classrooms. And that means computers, okay? So when the reason I wrote the article, finally it just dawned on me that we had arrived at that point that I had been predicting we'd arrive at for about 25 years, where education is going to be bookless, no books, simply the computer. And the computer, B.F. Skinner, the professor, behavioral psychologist who brought up his children in a box, and was very, very deeply involved in the computerization technology, et cetera, and behavior modification, Pavlov, stimulus response stuff. Skinner said that the computer was his box. And it is his box. And Americans do not understand the connection between computer-assisted instruction and brainwashing.
And I really think what you're going to learn as you begin listening this afternoon, and then, of course, as you read Charlotte's material, is that there is an intentional effort to dumb down America. In fact, Charlotte had written a book by that title. And Charlotte speaks with a certain air of authority. She worked in the Reagan Department of Education when Ronald Reagan was the president, and uncovered a scheme that was beginning to be introduced at that time to bring the minds of our children under control, and many of those children are adults today directing the course of our nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Charlotte Isserbaim, and Charlotte was a senior advisor in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration and stumbled across a plan that was being brought about at that time to merge the educational system of the United States and the Soviet Union, and certainly both President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev were well aware of this. In fact, they eventually signed a treaty covering this. Now, everybody knows the United States is anti-communist. Everybody knows this because we're told it repeatedly, and yet, of course, Gorbachev was given carte blanche as the Presidio in San Francisco. Gorbachev puts on State of the Union meetings here in the United States, and all of the major people from our establishment go to pay homage to this great world leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. So remember, he was the dictator of Russia. He was the head of the Soviet secret police. What's wrong with this picture? Is it possible that everything we believe really is not true, that our minds have been conditioned, our tastes have been formed, our ideas have been suggested largely by men we have never heard of? And, of course, Charlotte really was able to get a lot of the information out of the Department of Education, copy this, so the American people would know that there was a plan on the part of a small elite group that wants to transform our society and realizes the major target would be the minds of our children. Would that be a fair statement, Charlotte?
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. And, you know, at the time when I did leak that very important contract grant, believe it or not, under the Reagan administration, to the National Education Association, that was a contract to put into every state a computerized curriculum in every area of instruction. And it was called Project BEST, Better Education Skills Through Technology. And I was so shocked that I decided to leak it. I leaked it to Human Events. But before I leaked it, I got all the other unbelievably incriminating documents out of that office that I was working in. I was working in the most important office, I think, in the world, the Office of Educational Research and Improvement. That was where all the grants and contracts were going out all over the world, not just to Marxist colleges and et cetera in the United States, all over the world.
And, of course, the ultimate goal was the mind of the American children, or the children of the world. Would that be
absolutely, and often starting in first and second grade.
In fact, right now they want to get our children into school before, you know, kindergarten.
That's right.
Success by six.
It was absolutely mind-boggling, and when I look back in retrospect, at the time I was shocked, but now I look back and I see that what I suspected was true, is absolutely true, because now...
Hold that thought right there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Charlotte is telling us that when she was working in the Department of Education, she came across this plan to begin to transform the minds of our children, and not just here in the United States, but a worldwide program to use the educational system to really mold the minds and change the attitudes and values and beliefs of our children. There's a small group of people who have a different agenda. They want a different type of world. They believe in rule by an elite. And they can't have individuals out here who can think on their own. They don't want well-educated individuals, except, of course, for the sons and daughters of the leader, or rare people that will be allowed to excel. But most people are simply to be mediocre, and, of course, to eventually, you know, to be relegated to an inferior position. As we do away with the middle class, we establish a society with a ruling oligarchy, and then everybody else will be, well, more or less controlled, exactly as Plato had advocated in his book, The Republic, which is exactly, this is the Mein Kampf of this elite group. And if you don't believe it, you need to read Brzezinski's writings and the writings right. of so many of the people. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, yes, and I think, you know, through my research through the years, sometimes I just couldn't believe what I had, for instance, put in my book, quote, in my book, I'd wake up at 2 a.m., and my husband always wondered, what on earth is she doing at 2 a.m.? I'd be going down into my office to get the original research to make sure I was correct. Because they were so blatant about what they were doing, especially as far as the computer technology. And for people who don't understand that, the computer is an operant conditioning machine. And there is no thinking that goes on when you use the computer. And any computer-assisted instruction requires nothing more nor less. A dog, you could do it with a dog. And it is not good education, and it's tragic that many Christian schools have adopted this kind of instruction, computer-assisted instruction, mastery learning, direct instruction, which is the new reading program across the country for phonics, if, believe it or not, huh? And so people have got to wake up, understand first, computers are great. You've got to know how to use a computer. I use one all the time. I don't know what I do. I know that I have hysterics when it breaks down. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about the use of computer to brainwash. And if you read my article at either my website or Paul Walter's Marvelous News with Views, you will see the direct quotes from the very educators, they're still alive, many of them, who put this in and why they put it in.
And
so,
course, why did
I urge you to go to those two websites, read the article, tell your friends, stop teaching with computers. It's brainwashing.
And I think what's so important today, you know, is for parents to understand that there is no way they can send their children to a government school, and really even many private or Christian schools,
right.
where that child is going to be raised as they should. There is an agenda out there. These people who are in charge of the educational system know exactly what they're doing, and it's much easier when you have control of the computer programs, can now you can funnel these ideas into the minds of the children and begin to mold them.
Well, yes, and you will see. I mean, truly, when I think back, when I put the article together, it forced me to go back into the research, and some of the quotes are absolutely devastating, and the most important quotes come from computer experts, technology experts themselves in the 60s and 70s. And some of them, believe it or not, they warn you, even though they're liberal, they're probably globalists, they're probably everything, but they warn you, and they say it doesn't make any difference whether you're a liberal or a conservative. If you're designing software, you must be ethical. There's some really good stuff, you know, in my book as well on this. For years, I had hoped people would get on to this subject. People think it's very complicated. Pavlov, Wilhelm Wundt, et cetera, Skinner, they don't want to go near there. They don't understand, though, that the programs that are going into the schools right now, for school to work especially, because that's performance-based, direct instruction for teaching reading, this is Skinner.
But of course,
this is not... This is not teaching.
But, of course, isn't this really what the No Child Left Behind is really
yes,
all about?
Yes, totally. That is the method for No Child Left Behind because look, it works, Stan. It works, right? When you see something that says it works, you say to yourself, what do they mean it works?
Well, of course,
how does it work?
Well, what are they trying to accomplish? That's the thing. Are they trying to educate our children? Because if they are, they're doing a poor job of it.
Well, look, it works. If you give your dog a dog biscuit, he'll sit. There's no free will involved in this kind of education. And it's basically only for workforce training. It has nothing to do with education. Because this kind of training doesn't transfer. Operant conditioning doesn't transfer. That's why you have all these people wandering around out there who can't complete a sentence, can't make a connection. They get a piece of information, they can't connect it with anything else. That was the purpose of my article, to help understand what has happened to all of us, me too, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Over the past 50 years, we have been conditioned.
And I think it really the whole idea really goes back to Pavlov and to Wunton and these others and to Skinner, who really wanted to know how to control the minds of an entire population.
Exactly. And you know, Dr. Stan, you know who picked up on this first? The order at Yale.
The order you're talking now, of course, is the Skull and Bones, which
I'm
your father
about
and your grandfather, right?
That's right, my grandfather and my father. But Tony Sutton, Professor Anthony Sutton, the reason that I love that book of his, that's my favorite book on it, is because he spent a great deal of time on the role of the order in implementing, in changing the American educational system from academic to performance-based dog training. Sutton went deep into it, and he named names that they went over to Germany. They worked under Wilhelm Wundt. By the way, Pavlov came after Wilhelm Wundt. That's very interesting. He studied in Wundt's labs.
Now, why don't you explain to our listeners who Wundt was and why he is so pivotal to an understanding of this? Because he's been dead for 100 years, hasn't he?
Well, he's been dead for 100 years. He was extremely important, and I have to give credit to Paolo Leoni, who wrote The Leipzig Connection. Go on the Internet, folks who are on the Internet, and go Google or whatever, and type in the Leipzig Connection.
The Leipzig Connection, because Wundt was in Leipzig, Germany.
Yes, try to get that book. It's a slim little book, very reasonable, and he has explained in clear language exactly what's going on. But Wundt was the founder of this type of psychology. Psychology used to refer to the soul, philosophies, the soul psychology, the psyche. But you can't do anything with the soul. You can't control it. It's like pinning jello to the wall. So they sort of had to change the definition of psychology. He was born in 1832 in Germany, and we'll go on, but he was responsible for changing the definition of psychology, and he was the founder of experimental psychology, and he said, a thing made sense and was worth pursuing if it could be measured. Think in terms of No Child Left Behind and outcomes-based education, performance-based and all, okay? Because this is what he's talking about. Way back then, a thing made sense and was worth pursuing if it could be measured, quantified, and scientifically demonstrated. Think about all the scientific research-based programs coming out of the Bush administration. That's what he's pushing for reading. He said, seeing no way to do this with a human soul, he proposed that psychology concern itself solely with experience. And that then, of course, John Dewey picked up on that, a lot of them. But as Wundt put it, quote, it truly appears to be a waste of energy to keep returning to such aimless discussions about the nature of the psyche, which were in vogue for a while and practically still are. Instead, rather of applying one's energies where they will produce real results, end quote. Now, folks, look, results. That's Bush's accountability, performance-based. Who are you accountable to? Results.
Well, I think what the important for people to understand, the results is not education. The result is changing the attitudes and values,
exactly,
and beliefs and allegiances of our children.
That's
because
good.
If we were trying to teach them academically,
yep,
our students would be able to compete with students from other countries in the rest of the world. are high school graduates. You know, at the bottom of the list academically, compared with places like India and Latvia and Lithuania and Germany, and our students have been intensely dumbed down so that they really cannot excel. So, because this is a conscious effort to create equality throughout the world. Why should America have such a great country and all the other countries be poor? Why, let's have them excel and we'll dumb down the Americans. Then we can all live happily together. But these people have no loyalty to our country. They have this loyalty to this internationalist dream, to this Plutonian dream that is laid out in, certainly in Plato's The Republic. And where you have a ruling oligarchy, and then of course you have everybody else simply part of a feudal system.
Well, it's very sad that, you know, what you've said is absolutely true, but the average American, when he hears something like that, he can't accept it because it's not happening right. He can't see it happening, the whole thing happening tomorrow. He doesn't understand that all of this is gradually being implemented. And as you know, I always use my five-pronged fork. You know, I say it's a five-pronged devil's fork. And that's the only way I could figure out why Americans had not been able to catch on to what had happened. And it makes sense in a way. I did this because I was tired of beating up on the audiences. And after the break, you know, maybe we can go into the five-pronged fork.
All right, we'll go into the five-pronged fork when we get back here. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. Her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, we carry. We think it's a very important book. It's based upon what she learned working in the Department of Education during the Reagan years. And, of course, these things are coming to fruition right now. That's why when our kids graduate, they can't even do well in our own colleges. Most of them have to take bonehead English and bonehead math because they've been deliberately dumbed down. Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 1-800-273-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey, who is certainly a senior. What was your official title in the Department of Education?
Well, I was senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement. And, of course, I didn't deserve that title because, the people who used to get that title were former presidents of Columbia University, Harvard, or whatever, before the suggestion, in quotes, was made to get rid of the department, see? So when I went down there, Stan, we had the person on the White House thought we were going to get rid of it. So they put people like myself, real activists, into the jobs there. It just so happened that that particular slot with that title was open because we knew, we hoped we were going to get rid of the whole building.
And, of course, the thing is that, first of all, there is nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to have anything to do with education. Ronald Reagan ran on the proposition he was going to do away with the Department of Education, and then, of course, he ended up strengthening it.
Well, he did, and the thing was that it was like a miracle that I fell into that slot. Because it really didn't have, I wasn't going to be able to make any changes in there because they were, had no intention of getting rid of the department. They only increased the power of the federal government over the locals. But I was in that slot, so I had access to all the old files. And that particular office, as I said earlier, was probably the number one office in the world for educational change. Moving education from academics to behavior modification, brainwashing, and the Soviet polytech system like they have in Cuba, where the children are trained from early on for specific jobs. They have no freedom of choice whatsoever for the economy. You know, it's the Communist Manifesto clearly says, the government in partnership with industry. And that is exactly what, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but that the most important steps towards that, the culmination of that horrible system took place under Ronald Reagan.
Well, of course, Ronald Reagan could have done away with the Department of Education by an executive order, but he said one thing, he did another, he got credit from both sides.
Oh, he did, and but the fact was, I was sitting like a child in a chocolate factory, immersed in the most extraordinary grants and contracts and proposals all over the world. Records of meetings in Paris, in Hamburg, in Frankfurt, in Tokyo.
And, of course, I think what's amazing is that we were funding these educational transformation throughout the world. What people do not understand is this whole move towards, New World Order and the New World Religion is being financed here in the United States. They're using our financial power.
Right.
They're using our agencies. They're using our military. They're using our intelligence agencies to remove or assassinate world leaders who won't go along with the agenda. For the New World Order, the New World Religion, when you understand that, everything begins to make sense. The average person living over, in Africa, they don't care about the one world government. The average person, and even the average government bureaucrat in South America, doesn't want a one world government. They don't want to give up their sovereignty.
Nope.
But there is a small clique Here in the United States, it's coordinated through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome. And then, of course, into all these occult organizations we talk about, they have an agenda. And that is they are going to use America to bring about this world authoritarian system.
Well, it's devastating. And, you know, I just returned from a vacation. We did a river trip down the Danube. And it was a marvelous, marvelous experience. It was very, very interesting. We went into former, still communist, right, countries, and I had some conversations with the stewards on the boat and the tour guides, etc. And they were very, very interesting, these conversations. There was one gal from Bratislava, Slovakia, wonderful tour guide, and I would have loved to have her be interviewed by you. I mean, she was one of us. And she said that what was going on in Slovakia right then, you know, that was devastatingly harmful to the people, that they were better off under the communist system. She hated communism, but she said at least our standard of living was better than it is now, although we're making 10 times as much. She was very opposed to the European Union, didn't want the euro. Same thing with a young man I met from Croatia who was a steward on the boat. He said, you know, what's happening with all the, you know, the internationalists imposing their wars on us and everything. He said, you know, we hated Tito, but he was better than what we have now.
And I think what's so important for people to understand is this small clique in the United States are the major force behind the European Union.
Right.
We've been pushing this. We've been pushing the World Court and the International Criminal Court because we don't want to come under its control. We want everybody else under its control. But very soon, there will be a world authoritarian system, a world ruling elite, a world court, a world army, a world police force, and the end of national sovereignty.
You're right.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, let's go ahead and get your website out so people can go there and certainly learn more about what your message, your warning to the American people.
Okay. It's very simple, really. Sort of sounds like the title of the book. The website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. So that's... 3 days, really, and the three words go together. Deliberate dumbing, and that's dumbingdown.com. Deliberatedumbingdown.com. And there are a lot of articles I've written are all, let's just click on articles, and there is a freebie on my website that you should click on to that you can download, yourself. I used to sell it. It's a great little book. It was only 39 pages. That I wrote after I was fired from the U.S. Department of Ed. And it gives the whole background of the method, the computer-assisted instruction. It's called Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum. And I pointed out, I said, necessary for United States participation in a one-world socialist government scheduled for the early years of the 21st century. And Dr. Stan, you know what? That book was boycotted by the major conservative organizations.
Well, of course, but the major conservative organizations and our Christian organizations and our anti-communist organizations have all been infiltrated by people on the other side, because the last thing they want is for the good people of this country to know the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, you have a question or comment on what Charlotte has been saying. But this is exactly what's going on. And until you understand that the whole drive for this transformation of our society originates here in this country, it doesn't originate in Russia. We financed Russia. Russia would have collapsed back in 1918 or 19 if we hadn't funneled money into it. Who do you think it is who's building up communist China today? The best potential enemy that money could buy. In fact, who is it who's keeping Fidel Castro in power? I mean, who is it who actually kidnapped Elian Gonzalez and sent him back to Cuba to build up the prestige of Fidel Castro, not only in Cuba, but throughout the world? Who sent Elian Gonzalez back to Cuba? Why, it was the President of the United States. Why would he have done that? Why, for the very same reason that the State Department ordered Batista, the president of Cuba, to leave that country back in 1959 to bring Fidel Castro to power. He's a great diversion. Oh, we hate Fidel Castro, you know. Well, let me tell you that he would not be in power if we had not kept him in power all these years, but we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know that we brought communists to power in country after country throughout Africa and maintaining the communists in power in countries throughout the world today. But, of course, the American people must never understand that we're all working together, because what's the objective of communism? Why, a world government, and that's the same objective as our leaders. Well, Charlotte, tell people these stories. What sort of response do you get?
Well, you know, we get a pretty good response on shows like yours, Dr. Stan, but if I try to tell people, my neighbors and all, that's why I wrote this article. I mean, just what you were saying there, it's the truth. This is the history. And there are so many examples of how this took place, the deliberate creation by the United States of America, tragically enough, not the Soviet Union, not Nazis, not nobody but us, of this international socialist system. And you've got all the proof, and it's there. And the fact that the American people haven't been able to accept this or see it, that is why finally I decided to write the article. Because there had to be a reason. Well, I would talk to people, and they know that I've been doing research for years. I mean, these are good friends of mine that live across the street. The doctor who unfortunately subscribes to the Wall Street Journal, he can't understand, no matter what I say, No matter what I show him, he refuses. And so I felt there's something wrong. There's something going on here that we've got to figure out. And that was when I decided to write this article.
All right,
and I believe I'm correct. It's the conditioning that has happened.
And, of course, basically, the article is two parts.
Two parts.
Deliberate dumbing down of America. The first is a revolution in education, Soviet style.
Right.
And what's the second one?
The second one is very important. It's called Preparing Children for Virtual World Classrooms. And if people think that this is, you know, that I have just dreamed this thing up, fortunately, we were lucky enough to get onto the Internet and to find an Australian research paper published in March of 2000. And that paper, very, very long, very interesting. It came out of the Education Department in Australia. It documents the fact that the computerization of the classroom is the model for the international system to which all the world's children and adults will be subjected and brainwashed. And please read that. The second part of my article is dynamite. We had to break it up because it got pretty long. So it's two sections. But the article itself, that it was a paper prepared by Australian tax money went into it. It was called Preparing for Virtual World Classrooms, Globalization of Education and Training, a Learning Web Approach Along the Information Superhighway by Del Campbell, 1997, Department of Further Education and Training, Australia. And then I got into it, and I was really like, again, in a candy shop. The first thing I read was, this is the title of this thing, Computers and the World Wide Web as Skinner's Teaching Machine. Okay? Now, my little book, Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum, written 20 years ago, boycotted by major conservative organizations, I warned the American people exactly in that little book, which is the freebie on my website. Be sure, folks, when you go to my website, you don't have to pay a penny for that. Read it. And then think in terms of this 1997 paper out of Australia, where they're really writing the same thing that I wrote in 1985.
And, of course, the thing is that it is much easier if you have one central authority than to control all the classrooms and mold the minds of all the children to go along with the new feudal society. And the idea that this is great and noble and it's all aimed at helping other people. And you can see how we're helping the people in Iraq today, how we're helping the people in Afghanistan, how we're controlling the drugs flow throughout the world. In fact, Afghanistan has 2,000 times more, or 2,000% more heroin growing now that America controls it than when those wicked Taliban had it. And that's why we had to get rid of the wicked Taliban, because they were growing drugs, and the 2,000 times more, 2,000% more, and our soldiers are there, and they could stop the drugs tomorrow. But that's not their purpose. Drugs are a wonderful way of getting people into a state of mind where they'll go along with anything.
That's true, and it's a total brainwashing. And there is one quote in there from a professor by the name of Dustin Houston in my article, and he worked for the World Institute for Computer Assisted Instruction Teaching, and he said right in there, "Won't it be wonderful when the poorest child anywhere in the world can get behind the computer, and he will have the best psychologist in the world working with him, and nobody will be able to get between that child and the computer."
And of course, and certainly not the parent, because of course they do not want the parent to influence the child. They want it to be that child's mind to be controlled by the central authority.
Exactly.
Let's go to Roger, who's calling in from Allentown. Roger, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thanks, Charlotte. I wanted to ask, and I forget, maybe it was yourself, I heard a week or so ago, I was trying to nail this down, this new federal requirement to quote-unquote teach the Constitution, and this horrible curriculum, I think I had heard it was Newsweek wrote the curriculum. I don't know if that means they're all required to use that if they're taking the federal loot.
Oh, probably. You mean it's New Civics. curriculum, yes.
Basically, that was an interview we'd done with Julie Quist.
Good. Well, she's great, and I'm sure that, you know, that she got a lot of good information out on that.
And so there is a unified curriculum they want where they're going to teach the Constitution, but they're not going to teach the American Constitution.
No.
They're going to stress the importance of the United Nations Constitution and the United Nations, you know, situation of the Declaration on Human Rights and how wonderful that is, how much better it is than that old Declaration of Independence we have. So they're teaching civics, but of course they're not teaching American civics. They're teaching international civics, and there's not one child in 100 who would be capable of countering the propaganda program, the conditioning program, which is, of course, molding them into wonderful little world citizens where they'll go along with the New World Order
and
the
New World Religion. It'll be using the computer to do it, too,
right.
And the national test, which is included in No Child Left Behind, requires the teacher to teach to that test, even if the teacher wanted to teach a good American history curriculum. She won't be allowed to, or she'll be fired or out. So the brainwashing, the circle is complete. There's no way the children in the public school system can escape this. Especially now with a computer,
And the beautiful thing about this is that, of course, the federal testing comes in, and they will test the children to make sure that the teacher has brainwashed the children, change their values, added, and beliefs as they'll go along with this new internationalist concept.
Well, so nobody will believe that, Stan, but Julie Quist probably told you, and I know that this is true, that 60% of the national assessment is politically correct.
Right.
Really?
Anything else, Roger?
Yeah, thanks. Just a little I heard was pretty wretched, of course, but did any of you have a take on, or are they required to use that curriculum per se, or is it just going to work out incidentally they're going to wind up using that curriculum?
Oh, it has to be used because there's the national assessment. See, they have the national assessment now, which is mandated, and all schools will have to administer that. It used to be voluntary. Which means that the curriculum, which has been developed by the U.S. Department of Ed and its various agencies, will be required to be taught in the schools, and that will be part you teach to the test.
Yeah, but they're requiring a particular curriculum material, or do you think that's
different? Yes, they will require that will be tested.
And the textbook is produced very, very cheaply. It's about $10, and of course, most textbooks are $60, so people will buy that textbook. It's a very nice textbook, but the material in it is deadly. Hey,
well, it's required because the national assessment is not going to test anything other than that curriculum.
Right. Hey, thanks so much, Roger. Bye-bye. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would ask the people out there in the listening audience, could this really be true? Well, we carry Alan Quist's wonderful book. It's called Fed Ed, and we have a four-tape set going into the background of that subject called Fed Ed. And you'll hear my interviews with Alan Quist as we go through what this curriculum is that they're stressing now, certainly as far as America is concerned and civics education, and it is to destroy the child's belief in America. And of course, to recondition them to reject what their parents believe and to embrace this idea of the New World Order and, of course, the New World Religion. Well, you know, certainly, Charlotte, you and I talk. We certainly talk to people who listen to shortwave and the Internet. But how are we going to reach the average person out across America who has no idea that anything's wrong, who believes that we really have nothing to worry about because we have a Christian administration, and it doesn't matter that they're supporting torture. That must be some sort of an aberration. They can't accept the fact that they become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And when the administration they support objects to a limitation placed on the use of cruel and unusual and degrading punishment, torture, as it's called, torture, why, you know, when they support an administration that is carrying that out and objects to the Senate saying you can't do it anymore, then they become accomplices to torture. That's sort of like it was. I remember reading Whitaker Chambers' wonderful book, Witness. And he said when he was a communist, at nighttime he could imagine he could hear the screams of the people being tortured. But, of course, he rejected that because he didn't want to hear it. until finally, of course, he had a religious experience and realized how evil communism actually was.
Well,
but what about when we start doing that sort of thing here? What's the difference whether it's done by the communists or by the Islamic people or by our own government?
Well, yeah, but Stan, I think that then I go back again to my article. When people have had this kind of conditioning through the schools, the media, the TV, whatever, printed press, over a period of years, this is animal training. And I've always said, why are we surprised when Americans, like Columbine, when they behave in such atrocious ways? Why are we surprised if they act like animals if we train them like animals? See, I wrote an article on Columbine in regard to the use of videos, and it was in Education Week back when Columbine happened. And this is what we've got to understand. Although these Americans, our friends and all, are good people, and they still go to church, and they still believe that they really are Christians and all, they have succumbed to the conditioning that the experiments were done on animals. And there is no connection whatsoever with the soul or the brain or their imagination or their creativity. There is none, period, because the people who've developed these conditioning programs consider that we are animals. And that is why this behavior of the Bush administration, this tolerance for torture and everything, is accepted by Americans. Because they've forgotten that they're human beings made in the image of God. That they have a conscience. And you know, if you told them that, they would never really believe you, but I'm afraid that's what's happened. And that's a pretty heavy statement.
Well, I think we have real problems in our country because we've lost our moral foundation.
Yes.
And we have so many people today, the victims of a government education, where they've been taught in situational ethics that there's no absolute, and many of them have been conditioned in our schools to reject God. And after all, if you cannot teach that there is a God, you can teach, however, that the Bible is wrong, which is what evolution is really all about. Mm-hmm. It's designed to destroy the faith of our children, and we send people, our children, to schools where they have no defense at all because they do not know enough to be able to counter the clever arguments, the subtle arguments of these people who tell us science has proven that evolution is the fact, and, well, if evolution is true, obviously, the Bible is a lie. And once they begin to believe that, why, of course, they become susceptible to this whole incredible conditioning process that takes place in our schools across America today. Charlotte Isabey, thank you so very much for being with us. And I will tell our listeners how they can get your book when we get back from this break.
Okay, Dr. Stan, thank you. Are you saying goodbye?
I am saying goodbye to you, but remember the website is www.deliberatedumbingdown.com.
Very good, and I'll talk to you Thursday.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Charlotte Isabey. Hope you enjoyed her. And you'll want, certainly, if you haven't read her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, well, of America, we'll tell you how to get it when we get back.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps. exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, CalBend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. CalBend Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the CalBend Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me suggest that if you have never read Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, it's well worthwhile getting, it's well worthwhile reading, and reading through a couple of times. It is excellent. And then, of course, we carry Alan Quist's book. It's called Fed Ed. It's not that expensive a book, but it's got the information in it about the No Child Left Behind program. That is being used, of course, really means that no child will get a good education. They will all be deliberately dumbed down. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly, we have the outcome-based education four-tape set. We have a book entitled None Dare, Call It Education by John Stormer. We have the book The Brave New Schools by Barrett Chose, and we have a number of books on education. You need to understand what's happening in our schools. But the two I might suggest primarily would be A Deliberate Dumbing Down of America and Fed Ed, None Dare Call Education, Brave New Schools, and, of course, our four-tape set. And then we do carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, which is an excellent educational program for your children, and we certainly recommend it to you. We do hope many of you out there will go, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, perhaps the one on Who Really Runs the World, it's called The Occult Hierarchy. Part 2, and it's at my June newsletter. You can get it off the internet at www.radioliberty.com. It's the June newsletter. But if you'd like a free copy, we'd be glad to send you one, and we'd be glad to send you a catalog as well. Then, of course, we want to remind our listeners that we do carry the Berkey products, and there could very well be an emergency under any circumstances. If you're living in an area with fluoridated water, you will certainly want to be able to get the fluoride out of your drinking water, and you can do that with the Berkeys, either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. If you buy one through us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video we produced. And then, of course, we would hope that many of you would consider coming to the all-day conference we're going to be having. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Center here in the Monterey Bay area on the 19th of November, and we're going to be bringing in some excellent speakers, and we hope that you're going to be able to come. Now, if you can come, why, you're going to have a reservation because we're serving lunch, so we need to know how many people are going to be there. But if you'd like to come, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping to finance us as we reach out across America on over 60 different radio and satellite and internet and shortwave outlets every week, trying to educate people about what's really going on behind the scenes. And, of course, when you join the Radio Liberty family, you help us. And, of course, you help us to continue expanding our network, but more than that, bringing people to an understanding of the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. If you have not yet read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. And you can get the book by itself or along with the video and an audio tape, the Brotherhood of Darkness special, for only $29.95. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Please encourage others to come to our seminar. Encourage them to listen to our program to get educated. On the Internet, you can listen to our programs directly or indirectly 5 hours a day on the Internet. A wonderful source of education and knowledge about information you're not going to get elsewhere. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.